Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 23rd day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pebes. Masechta Kalayim, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Dalad. With trees, there is no Issur Kalayim planting different trees or the seeds of different trees, but it's only at the grafting stage. You're not allowed to graft two types of trees with each other. Can't take a branch from an apple tree, put it in an orange tree, or vice versa. But now Amish is going to tell us certain types of trees which are not kalayim with each other, and others where there is kalayim, there is a prohibition of grafting one on the other. Uboilon, when it comes to a tree, the isur harkova, the isur of grafting applies, as far as the isur of grafting applies, hagasim v'hakrustamelin. If you have pears and crustamelin, crustamelin are small pears, a wild pear which is small. V'ha'perishim v'ha'uzrodim. Now, perishim are quinces. Uzrodim are a type of small apples. Einom kilayim zem is bozer. They also will not be climbed with each other. Yerushalmi has a machlokes here in understanding our Mishnah. Some learn in the Yerushalmi that what our Mishnah means by making these pairs is each pair is seen separately. That one pair of fruit trees are not going to be kalayim, and the other tree appear not going to be kalayim. But one from the group of agasim and krustamolin, if that gets grafted with prishim and zrudim, either quinces or the small apples, that will be kalayim. Others learn in Yerushalmi that when the Mishnah counts all these four, it means all of them are considered one variety and not kalayim with each other. In other words, not two pairs, but it's a quartet. All these four form a set of similar fruits, and they will not be climbed with each other. There's no issue of grafting. That's how these people learn in Yerushalmi. Hatapuach v'hachazrod, continues the Mishnah, apple and a wild apple. Haparsakim v'shgedim, peaches and almonds. V'hashizofin v'horimin. Shneshizofin, there's a machlokes as to what these are. There's some sort of a berry. Barimin is another type of berry, or some say from the lotus plant. Afal pi shedomin zelazer. Even though these sets of trees, or these seem to be similar, they're similar in nature, they look similar, kilaim zebazer. They're actually kilaim, they're considered separately, and if one grafts one on the other, one would be over the isur kilaim. Nishnahe. After we learned the end of the previous Mishnah that there are trees which are similar to each other and nevertheless they're considered kilayim, they're considered different varieties as far as being over the Issur kilayim. Now Mishnah wants to tell us some type of vegetables which seem similar to each other and nevertheless if you sow them together they will be over, your one will be over Issur kilayim. Hatznoin v'hanofu, it's radish and yellow radish, it's a type of radish that has actually not yellow radish, it's a type of radish that its leaves are very similar to turnip leaves. Hachadl v'halafsa, if you have mustard and wild mustard. Udlas yivonisim amitris, and the Greek gourd together with Egyptian gourd. V'haramutza, or a Greek gourd together with rumutza. Rumutza means the ash gourd. It's a type of gourd that is that's bitter, and they used to sweeten it by putting it with a warm environment with the ash or on hot ash. Afal pi shedoimin zeloza, even though the leaves are very similar to each other and the fruits of a similar look very similar. Nevertheless, these varieties, will be cologne one with each other, these pairs, because they have a different taste, says Yerushalmi. And because they are different in their taste, that's enough reason to make them different minimum to prohibit their mixing together, their planting together.